Welcome to the Living Unbroken Power to Heal podcast. This is season 3, episode 6, The Power of Play. I'm Sonia Lin, a spiritual life coach, a master energy healing practitioner, breathwork facilitator, and spiritual wedding officiant. I'm excited to talk about the power of play. We've heard, right, laughter is the best medicine, right? If our body is in a stress response or releasing cortisol in fight or flight, we're not tapping into our healing energies and frequencies. And the power of play taps into our healing energy. When we're laughing, we're not in that monkey mind, that we're not crazy, it's our mind that is. So letting go of that critical thinking, the judgment from our brain, right? The brain's job is to keep us safe. However, so often people are afraid. The fear of dying prevents you people from actually living. And we don't want to just survive and live, we want to thrive and feel alive. In giving yourself permission to have fun, to have true fun with a capital F, and to play, to just allow yourself and give yourself permission to make mistakes, to fail forward, to fall, try something new, will free you and be freeing and healing and allow you to be a better version of yourself for, you know, yourself, your loved ones, humanity. And this, you know, breaking through free from this programming that it's selfish as a parent to do something for yourself, that, you know, self-love, self-care, to have fun, it's essential. That's what is healthy. That is what has you responding by choice to your loved ones rather than reacting from being in a stress response, but being your best self, your true authentic self. And play requires that. So to have, there's fun with a lowercase f, like filler fun, right? There's substance involved and or there could be. But true fun with a capital F, being your true self with a capital T, right? It's hard enough, it can be hard enough to be who we truly are, never mind trying to be someone else. We want, or are meant to be, our true authentic self. And to have fun with a capital F that doesn't involve substance, that doesn't cause any harm to ourselves or others, but is playful, it is light, it is just being who you are and knowing that you are worthy and good enough, not caring what other people think and not judging yourself, giving yourself a permission slip to have fun, to play, again, to mess up, let go of the perfectionism because it doesn't exist. So you'd constantly be putting this goalpost out there and perfectionism, it doesn't exist, right? We're perfectly imperfect and we can improve. We're not born knowing how to walk or run. We've got to fall down. We've got to make mistakes and fail forward in life. Getting out of the comfort zone to experience the true freedom and adventure that awaits, that we all long for and need in our lives to feel fulfilled and whole and thrive and to really be alive in this life that is so short. So to be light, to be playful, to just be who you truly are, letting go of carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders, to not take yourself so seriously. And then there is connection. So to have true fun with a capital F, we need connection. And connection, in order to have that, you need to be present, right? Not having distractions, but really being present with yourself, with others, with nature, to be able to focus, to be there, as Dr. Bruce Snyder says, you know, having a great time, wish I was here, really being where you are, that be here now that Eckhart Tolle talks about, because now is all there is. So if we're distracted and we're somewhere else and we're not focused, right, distraction is the opposite of focus, then we're not present, and it requires that to be in the flow. So we need connection. We need to be ourselves and playful. We need flow. So think about times in your life, just the best times that you've had in your life. What were you doing? Who were you with? I'm telling you, it wasn't while you were on social media. So being awareness, right? It first takes our awareness of what is the intention behind what we're doing. I'm using electronics right now. I used my phone as a tool earlier, but what is the intention behind it? Are we using it to avoid boredom? Are we using it to numb? Are we using it to get that dopamine hit? Which, don't beat yourself up, be kind to yourself. They are intended to get us addicted to them. But having that awareness and being able to pause and set these boundaries. I know for my phone, I've put it in different rooms. It's constantly a practice, but really being aware and first recognizing and being honest with yourself that first of all, it is a problem taking away from having adventure and creating fun. We are creators. We are born spiritual beings, born having a human experience, and we're meant to create. We are meant to co-create. So think of it for yourself. You know, were you playing an instrument? Were you in a band? Were you drawing? Were you writing? I have clients talk about, you know, they were skiing, they were snowboarding. For me, hiking, running, you know, writing, these times that you're in a flow. For myself, you know, when a child is born, or others I've heard say that. So what is it that lights you up? So for me, there was this 5-year run, this training, these were just the best years of my life. And breaking that down, there was playfulness, there was connection, there was flow. And the mind, right, that stops us, that critical mind that stops us from taking action, I didn't know the how. There was times where I thought, okay, that's too hard, or I can't. And right, the mind was getting in the way from my heart, from my soul, giving myself permission, removing that word can't. And I would sign up for these whatever, you know, marathons, ultra marathons, up to 54 miles. Now, I didn't start there. I started from depressed on the couch and anxious to a 5K. So being realistic, right? I didn't start there to the 54-mile run. It creates different experiences, building up your confidence, building that, you know, that's the beauty, right? If you're trying something new, there's not the expectation that you're going to be the best at it, right? You're starting right where you're meant to be. And that's how we learn. That's how we develop the self-esteem, the confidence, by trying, by doing. And it was adventurous. It was thrilling. There was connection. There was play. There was flow. And I want you to check in with yourself. When is it that you felt this last? And what is getting in the way from you experiencing that? Is it electronics? Is it limiting beliefs holding you back? You don't have to know the how, but what is something that you always wanted to do? Is it trying an instrument? You know, traveling somewhere new? Is it learning how to paint or draw or writing a book? You know, there swimming. I feel that way when I'm out in the lake or swimming laps, right? There's this stepping away from time. You're not focused on that, right? When there's pain points in your life, time can feel very slow. But when you're free of that and you are in the flow and you are creating and you are present without distractions and you are focused and you are focused on your breath and the person you are with or with nature, then you are at a high, right? This natural high. So it's always the intention behind our goals, right? And I've talked about mentioning briefly true fun with a capital F. It's within you. It's creating. It's creating that with nature. It's creating that with what's within you. It's creating that with other people. It doesn't come from a substance. It doesn't come from social media and things like that. And, you know, setting up these goals for yourself, these intentions, I like to say. And it's always about the feeling behind it. So I felt the most alive, right? I didn't know I was letting go of, oh my gosh, running the Grand Canyon. What if I fall? What if I die? Don't let the fear of death prevent you from feeling alive and actually having a fun-filled, wholehearted life that is fulfilling, of following your passions, right? There's interests, there's hobbies, things that allow you some rest, going on social media, things like that. That does not give you, you are not going to say the best times in my life were on social media. So check in with yourself and ask, what is it that you would like to feel more each day of your life? And life isn't linear. We can't stay there. We can't stay having that high, that fun all the time. We're meant to flow through our different energies and states, but we can master and choose how long we stay down before we take action, that we can have a dopamine hit outside of checking an email or a social media post or a like, that we can create that it's not outside of ourselves. So what is it that you would like to try? What is it that you did in the past and maybe got away from that? You know, life happens and things, we're constantly in transition and in change. But what is the next thing coming to your edge, taking you out of that comfort zone, giving yourself permission to do and to be, and to check in with the awareness of what behaviors are no longer serving you? And what is it? How is it that you're feeling when you're going to, social media or binging on Netflix or whatever it is, these addictive behaviors that are not serving you and not, that have you stuck in survival mode and not taking action to thrive, to follow your passions, but these limiting beliefs that are holding you back? And think about how you felt, whether you took a dance class or played music with other people, just some examples. And, you know, what in life happened that shifted you away from that or prevented you? What is getting in the way from preventing you from taking action on that? So if you think of, you know, the it's crazy, right? We think of eating healthy as a diet, but the 80-20% rule, right? Not judging things as is good or bad, but eating healthy, we are what we eat. So giving ourselves energy and fuel, it's the diet of life, and have that be in other areas of your life, that 80-20 rule. Yes, there's work, there's play, there's the balance, but what is the 80%? What is the 20%? What can you bring in to really balance out? And, you know, if you're feeling burned out or exhausted, and just, you know, numbing or bored with things, it again, these electronics or social media or things like that, they're not rejuvenating you. They're not tapping into those healing light frequencies that will restore yourself to be able to get back into that work or that creativity. Your body, your mind needs that deep rest. It's exhausting being in the thinking mind. So it's allowing yourself to be. So stop with the work, or whether you're an entrepreneur or, you know, creative, whatever it is, you know, being a parent, or just giving yourself that break. And that's the working smart rather than working hard. That old limiting belief of working hard, but flipping that to working smart, to give yourself that rest, to rejuvenate yourself, a break from the stimulation, to have fun with a capital F, to get outside. So if you're sitting at a desk working all day, you know, giving yourself that break, a break from that, the mental exhaustion from your mind, the stimulation, to being able to bring more fun into your life, even if it's just that 20%, but that's what's going to rejuvenate you and re-energize you and give you that balance to be able to thrive. And it's a process. It's not just an easy jump. There's blocks in the way, right? There's pain points in our way, these limiting beliefs in our mind. But just start by getting to think of the awareness of what is not serving you, and what is it that you would like to do? What has lit you up in the past? What interests you? And choose to break free from the shell and fly to feel alive. It starts with that awareness, taking that first step to meet your needs in a healthy way, and just allowing yourself, right, giving yourself that permission to play, to have fun, to remove the blocks, to have connection, to be your true authentic self, and to tap into that flow, the creativity. I've heard people say, I'm not creative. Well, I used to think that way as well, but there's just blocks. We are born creative. There's just things getting in the way. If we're experiencing physical pain or emotional pain, right, we can't access our intuition. We can't access our inner creativity and being able to focus and be in that flow. So I hope that was inspiring for you to think about that, to make some changes, to bring in more fun and adventure into your life, and know that it's up to you. You have that power within you to heal, and the power can be in play, in having fun with a capital F that meets those requirements and that is true fun without having substance. And it's going to take putting the phones down, being present, checking in with ourselves, and really being honest to our behaviors. You know, being honest is the first step in setting ourselves free and realizing that there is more to be able to create and access peace for yourself, right? First step into your power, and then realize what true peace feels like and see what you're passionate about. And in purpose, maybe you're in a transition in life and not sure now what your next purpose is. And don't think of it as one purpose. We have many purposes, and we all have purpose and potentials. And I just wanted to share, I will put a link in here. If you go to, let's see, my Heart and Soul Power link talks about my next group coaching opportunity. I didn't take any notes on this. So I'll put it in the link, and you can check out the the next group coaching opportunity that is coming up. It was I'm taking applications for that, so you can look through some information, reach out if you have any questions. We can get on a discovery call to releasing, to remove these blocks that are keeping you in survival, that are keeping you from thriving and really just from feeling alive and free. And that is, it's your divine birthright. So this incredible process, you can have that connection with other people. Yes, I have clients that this is just an individual one-on-one, but I'm so excited to open it up now for community, for connection, to have fun with it into a group coaching. And it would be at, you know, a price point where maybe some others wouldn't be able to do that from the one-on-one. And so many bonuses I'm adding in for this one time. So there's going to be, I think between $7,500 and $8,000 value with the bonuses that I'm going to be adding in. At a very discounted rate for this next one, for 2022, to be the best you and to unlock your potentials. So it's going to include breath work. It's going to include cutting edge assessments. It's tapping into the subconscious that is getting in the way. You go to talk therapy, you're talking from the conscious mind. We want to tap into the blind spots that you can't see that are holding you back from reaching your potentials, from feeling free each day, creating a freedom lifestyle, to have greater health, to have peace in your life. Someone had just mentioned about having a calming and peaceful voice. Well, that wasn't always the case. I was a stress ball. I was bound with anxiety and physical pain and emotional pain. But it was a process of removing what was getting in my way and really breaking through from the shell and really shifting and transitioning from the survival mode to thriving. And that's what I am passionate about, of holding the space for others to be able to heal and break free from what is no longer serving you, to be able to experience enlightenment, to experience fun and adventure and healthier relationships, healthier relationship with yourself. Because health, when you have your health, that is your wealth. And when you remove the emotional and the physical pain, tapping into your intuition, shifting from your head to living a wholehearted, fulfilled, heart and soulful life, that is thriving. That is feeling alive. And know that it is possible. I remember being depressed on the couch and feeling stuck and hopeless and not being able to see. I was so stuck and limited and didn't even know what feeling truly alive or thriving was. It felt so far out of reach, but it was one step at a time, and having that accountability and taking the action to invest in myself, to believe in myself, and to create. Because as creators, we're constantly creating. The question is, what is it that we're creating more of? Are we creating more stress? Are we creating more illness and disease and burnout? Or are we creating more fun and freedom and passion and health and nurturing relationships with ourselves and our loved ones and making a difference in humanity? If you love to help people, then I invite you to invest in yourself so then you can help many more people. And whatever it is, to tap into your passions and explore and be in discovery if you are in transition, to get to know the true fun you, the authentic you. In love and light, namaste.